The Vermont Secretary of Administration has one of the most important and powerful jobs in the state, responsible for the largest departments of government, controlling all money and the budget. Essentially the state's chief operating officer, the Secretary of Administration chairs the governor's cabinet and helps craft the budget. Justin Johnson was appointed to the position by Governor Peter Shumlin in January 2015. Johnson already had experience in government, but it came a world away. Before he came to Vermont, he held federal and municipal jobs in Australia. He explains how he landed in the Green Mountain State.
After I got out of college, I worked as a journalist in Australia. And I came over and I spent 4 years here and ended up getting married to someone from Vermont. And I worked in upstate New York, actually, in Ithaca and also in Washington, D.C. And then I went back to Australia for a little while, worked for a federal member of parliament, but decided I really liked it here. So I came back, and that was in 2001, and I've been here ever since.
How did you move from journalism into government?
When I went back to Australia, I worked as the chief of staff to a federal member of parliament. You know, I got some sort of political experience working in the parliament, and when I came back to the U.S., I worked for the Department of Environmental Conservation, as you may remember. I was the public information officer there, and then the commissioner at the time appointed me, he and the governor appointed me deputy commissioner at Environmental Conservation. From there, I spent a number of years as either commissioner, deputy commissioner, or acting commissioner. And then I was appointed the Deputy Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources and then the Secretary of Administration.
How big a learning curve is there when you're moving into those areas?
I think it is a fairly big learning curve. I mean, I'm a naturally very curious person, I think. You know, not only is it learning about government, but, you know, in a sense, learning about the country. I did ace the test when I got naturalized as a U.S. citizen, so that was promising. One of the things I love about working in government is that every day there's something different happening.
You were a journalist in Australia and in the U.S. You worked in the government in Australia, the Victoria area. And
yep.
When I looked at the Mornington Peninsula area where you worked, it looked similar to Vermont. A lot of agriculture, they have coastal tourism, they applied to be a biosphere reserve, so there's a lot of environmental issues. Is there a lot of similarities between where you were in Australia and what's going on in Vermont?
Well, I think there are, actually, and I actually did some work on that biosphere application when I was there. I think one of the big similarities is that that area of Victoria, you know, to the north of it is the city of Melbourne, which has close to 5 million people. And there's a lot of pressure on development all around that area. And so in that way, it's very similar to Vermont, right? Vermont has, it's a relatively small number of people, but we're surrounded by 80 million people. There's sort of a lot of pressure on development. And so a lot of the conversations around, is this the appropriate place to build things? What is our character? You know, what is it that we feel is important about ourselves that we want to protect? You know, Vermont is a beautiful place. And although I didn't grow up here, I am one of those people who can say that they chose to live here and was fortunate enough to be able to do that. The seasons are obviously quite a bit different. You know, it gets cold here. You know, I had not seen any real snow until I moved, not to Vermont, but in upstate New York.
Justin, obviously it's an election year, and Governor Shumlin announced that he was not going to run again. You were appointed by Governor Shumlin. Are you looking past Election Day and wondering whether you will still be Secretary of Administration in the next administration?
I've been way too busy to look past Election Day. I'm focused right now on the legislative session before us, and I figure that if I do a good job, then the rest of it will sort itself out.
And I know you said earlier, you said you love Vermont. Do you miss Australia?
This time of year, I do. It's summer there right now. I do, and Australia's a wonderful place. Since I've had this job, I haven't had a chance to get back there. I've been a little busy, but, you know, I try and get back there every couple of years or so. You know, most of my family is there. But I do love Vermont. It's a fantastic place to live. And I think if we keep working at it, we have a very bright future.
Justin Johnson's parents live on a dairy farm about 70 miles from Melbourne in southeastern Australia. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.